Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Whether you're a tech entrepreneur or a store owner, you make choices that are specific to your business needs. The Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Liner Printers provide you with the options that support your creativity and workload. From invoices to presentations, Canon Maxify Printers help you accomplish more with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves are home Saturday at 7 for an American Girl Night giveaway and Sunday at 3 for Superhero Day. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I just want to be on there for those big dogs. And, it's going to be it might be a little bit of a challenge. And, but I think it's going to be altogether pretty fun today.
That's Cubs catcher, left fielder Kyle Schwarber, who will lead off today as the Cubs host the White Sox. Brett Anderson versus Lucas Giolito. First pitch at 2:05. Yoan Moncada gets his first start. Bryant and Rizzo will bat 2-3 for the first time ever in that type of lineup for Joe Maddon. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they trail Minnesota by 1 point in the West. They're off today and tomorrow. They host Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Earlier today, the team reassigned Lars Johansson to Rockford. Elsewhere in the NHL, the Wild acquired Martin Hansel and Ryan White from Arizona, and the Lightning sent goalie Ben Bishop to the Kings. AHL, the Wolves beat Iowa 4-3 in overtime. The NBA, the Bulls, they've won 4 in a row, and they're now 6th in the East, tied with Indiana. They host Denver tomorrow night. Michael Carter-Williams and Paul Zipser will not play. Also in the NBA, Joakim Noah, he's set to undergo knee surgery that'll end his season. Tonight, the Cavs, they host the Bucks. LeBron is questionable with an illness. Atlanta travels to Boston, and the Pacers, they play at Houston. NFL, Ian Rappaport is reporting the Bears most likely will not franchise Alshon Jeffrey for 2017. He'll become a free agent on March 9th. And former Bears coach Mark Trestman, he's headed back to the CFL. He'll become the head coach for the Toronto Argonauts.
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Oh, God, I missed that guy. Best line ever. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Now imagine up to 2 years of totally cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4550 multifunction printer comes with enough ink for up to 2 years. That's up to 8,000 pages, totally cartridge-free. Visit Epson.com/EcoTank. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Bob in Niles.
Hi, I was wondering about, I missed my girlfriend.
Which one?
My girlfriend, and they traded her from the sky to go to the Mystics now. I'm bringing...
Elena Deladon.
Yeah, she was so pretty, and besides, she was their best shooter. What the heck they want to do that for?
You know what? Apparently, she didn't want to be here anymore, and she was threatening to sit out the season if they didn't trade her. She forced that trade.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to be here anymore, Bob.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, be good, Bob.
Yeah, you too.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Yeah, it's such a fast winter, man. It's fast and furious. Like sitting in the dugout yesterday, kind of awkward because you played late, but still you go through that spring training moment where you got to get your mind working in a method that you normally utilize.
Bouncer up the middle. Baez will backhand slide, throws, gets him. A one bounce throw from Baez to Candelario. What a play, two gone.
More action, more excitement, more everything. Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bruce Levine's on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. He is in Mesa. He is now on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. Well, you've got some White Sox and some Cubs in action in front of you as we speak. Bruce, what's it look like?
Well, it looks like almost a regular season lineup for the Cubs with Schwarber, Bryant, and Rizzo lining up 1-2-3 for the first time ever today. So that we'll try to get used to watching that as the spring season transpires and we watch them move toward the regular season. But most of the regular guys in, Zobrist, Russell, Contreras in, they're using the DH, and Montero's using that for the White Sox. We don't even know the guys that are going to be playing for the White Sox. Check with me toward the end of spring training. I'll give you a better idea about that.
So if we're talking about Schwarber as the leadoff hitter, and I think everybody's over the freak out that is, oh, my God, you got a big power hitter leading off. Do we talk about him and left field and how that affects the rest of the team defensively? You got Zobrist at second base, what that's going to do for Javi Baez. It's not a true battle or a true competition, but there's a logjam there where a couple of guys are going to need to get their at-bats.
Well, you know, I talked to Madden today about Baez, and, you know, everyone agrees he's, if not the, without a doubt, the best second baseman on this team and arguably one of the best second basemen in baseball. After what everybody watched nationally with the Cubs in the playoffs last year. But he is a super regular. That's what Joe will decide to call him, I think, this year, because he doesn't have a regular position as of yet, and he understands that. We understand Zobrist has to get his at-bats. We understand Schwarber has to get his at-bats. And Baez is just turning the corner on a career that should continue to have the arrow pointing up and him being a, possible star player, from what we saw last year, defensively, he's already there. And offensively, Joe is teaching this guy how to earn more at bats. And he's done that pretty well. I think we saw him use center field and right field more than ever last year. And, he was a efficient major league hitter.
What are going to be the criteria for Jason Hayward? What are they watching? And I know that stats aren't meaningful in small sample sizes, but when you've talked to Cubs coaches about what they're looking for in Hayward, the sort of swing reclamation project, are they looking at how many times the ball goes over the fence? Are they looking at where the contact is, weight balance, or all of these things together? I'm just wondering how – give us a primer to watch him as the Cubs are watching him.
They've tried to cut down, Dan, on the amount of movement he makes. You know, you've watched him in the box. There's just extreme movement from the guy, you know, up and down, hand, elbow back, elbow not back. left arm, right arm in. So what they did is they've taken his stance now, and they have his hands in front of him about 3 inches from his belt, and then one movement back. And they're trying to make it a less mechanical, the ideal swing is, you look at Schwarber.
Right.
Nobody screams out see ball, hit ball more than Kyle Schwarber, right? I mean, I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, the economy of movement and the nearly perfect balance with Schwarber.
And Dan, I'm glad you brought up balance because it's not talked about enough in baseball. And that's why, hitting coaches go over to a batter and they see him in their stance. And they can just touch him on a shoulder or touch him on the front of their body. And if they fall or they move, they're not balanced in the box. I mean, that's 101 hitting is you have to have balance. And Jason has not had that as a Cub. So those are the things they're looking for, making it more simple yet economical for him to get his hands out away from his body and take a natural swing. And more importantly, for anyone that played sports at any level, not thinking about it, but just reacting to what you do. And he's done it well over his career from time to time.
At this point, we know what Avisel Garcia is, but we've heard that he's lost weight. And I think the Sox are just hoping that he has a good couple of months or so they could try to surge some trade market for a guy who just has been underwhelming from day one. What is Avisel Garcia coming into this the spring training and also this year?
Well, I hate to be negative about it, but I think they're hoping that he gets 600 at bats regardless of the result. And by that I say, try to name the outfielders that the White Sox have in their organization that they want to play at the major league level right now. Their goal, and they're not going to say it, is to lose as many games efficiently as they can this year. That's step number one toward a rebuild. You must have high draft picks. And the worst case scenario for the Chicago White Sox is that if they win 85 games, or if they lose 85 games and they win 77, that would be one of the worst things that could happen to a team that's in a rebuild. They want to draft high. But at the same time, you have to have semi-efficient players to go out there and play. And I think the numbers right now are they don't really have catchers. They have very few outfielders. Once Todd Frazier is traded, whether it's early in the season or in July, there'll be a challenge for infielders. Mankata will be up in mid-May, and that'll be a focal point. So, this is all about losing, but they can't say that. But it's pretty obvious if you want to have a great rebuild, you better start drafting high, and you better start doing that very soon.
I want to bounce something off you that I have been hearing from White Sox sources regarding Brett Laurie and this recurring leg injury. Because remember, it was sort of mysterious last year, and then he said he had an imbalance because of his orthotics, and now he doesn't have the orthotics, and there was some weird comment about how everything is sitting and needs to be aligned. I'm not completely where I want to be. What I'm told is that it's they're long past being fed up with him and these mysterious injuries. It's almost like an Alshon Jeffrey kind of situation here, where he's getting a reputation internally as what they call a 100-percenter, where this guy just feels he has to be absolutely perfect. It's making them crazy. And I'm curious whether or not you're hearing the same thing, and if Rick Renteria may deal with it differently than Robin Ventura did.
Well, again, they need bodies, and they're hoping his body's around all year for 125 games. Just look at the numbers of games played, okay? And you don't need to know anything more about Brett Laurie except for 2015. There's no time on the field. There's no regular time on the field. I believe he played 149 games in 2015, and nothing says I can be on the field in the other years he's been around. So, he's the natural guy to go to third base if Frazier is traded, because he's played there, and Mankata is your everyday second baseman starting in March 15th, where they'll retain 6 more years of control over his contract status. So they're hoping he's healthy. But again, you're right. Your sources are probably right on. The guy is pretty much fanatical about his health and how and when he gets out there. So I don't know what you can count on there. But again, I think bodies on the field, that's going to be a story for the White Sox this year.
In your limited time being around him, you mentioned him just now, Yoán Moncada. What have you got from him, about him? What have people said about him? Have you watched him hit? What's your first take on him?
It's all good. I mean, I haven't seen him enough defensively to tell you anything about that. He's got his first start today right now against the Cubs. Offensively, you know, they love his balance. Lefty, righty, they think he's going to hit for power. Second base appears to be his position, although some scouts say that he's been challenged defensively at this point. And the character seems to be great. I talked to him at SoxFest. I talked to him 2 days ago. He got a special app on his telephone in the off season to translate Spanish into English, and he said he spent 2 or 3 hours a day working on his English because he knows how important it is to assimilate here in this country and to be a White Sox player, to be one that can talk to everybody. And I think makeup-wise and a big smile, I think White Sox fans are going to like this guy. Hopefully he's as good as he's been advertised. We'll find out starting probably in the middle of May.
If I read your report correctly at 670thescore.com, it was the interest in Jose Quintana is described as robust as ever. What does that mean? And if Sox fans are excited about another haul of prospects, how imminent could something be?
Well, I can't predict how imminent because I've been wrong twice before. I never thought it would get to this point with him actually being in spring training with the White Sox. So there's no expertise in my report at this point. However, I was sitting with 12 scouts yesterday watching him pitch, and they were all surprised how mid-season form he was. 92 and crisp with the fastball, locating at 77 with the change, and making hitters look silly. And, the slider was sufficient, hung one pitch. Otherwise, he dominated guys. He's obviously ahead of schedule because he's going to the WBC for Colombia in the World Baseball Classic. So from that perspective, he's everything that they thought he would be, and the scouts were muttering, you know, we need this guy. It's obvious. Any team that is short, if you look at St. Louis, who doesn't have a starting left-hander, if you look at Houston, who can't count on Keuchel again to come back from 2 years ago, just by a young guy. If you look at the Yankees, who have to compete in a terrifically strong division with Toronto and Boston. He is the final piece. Now, as to whether the White Sox are willing to deal him for 3 or 4 prospects and who those prospects are in those organizations, Dan, he pointed out that St. Louis doesn't have great prospects right now at the level they should be for the White Sox the last time we talked. And that's the key is, you know, it's not just some team's top prospects. It's a certain team's prospects that you want back.
Bruce, have you talked to any of the guys about the proposed rules changes to speed up the pace of play or to make sure that there's more action during the 3 hours or 2 hours and 45 minutes you're going to spend during a baseball game?
Yeah, you know, I wrote a story on our website about what Brian said, I think it was about 5 or 6 days ago. And he thought it was just, you know, just nonsense that they would mess with what he calls, you know, pretty much a perfect game. He understands, you know, that people don't want to sit and watch 3-hour games at home on TV sometimes. But he said, you can't mess with the pace of the game. And as far as he said, he talked about the, you know, the strike zone going up and that he had to cover less area. He said, yeah, you're going to get it 50-50. The pitchers are going to hate it, and the hitters are going to love it. He said, but in his opinion, there's no reason to mess with it right now. They're trying to accomplish 2 things at once. They're trying to get more offense in the game, and they're trying to quicken the pace. Those are counterintuitive to each other. That you can't do both, because if you raise the strike zone, you're going to add more walks, more contact, and more runs, which will mean it'll take a longer period of time to play those games. And you can't accomplish both. So there's, you know, as much as I admire Rob Manfred and people at MLB for trying to do something, I think they're trying too hard right now.
What about the new ball? You see that? That they're actually going to try to eliminate the use of quasi-legal substances like pine tar, and somebody actually said that sunscreen is becoming popular. They're trying to create a tackier ball that doesn't have to be rubbed down with the Delaware River mud, and it's going to be used. It's already been experimented with, but here we go again with another thing. You know, basketball had a misadventure when they tried to do the same thing with a tackier ball, ended up going back to the natural stuff, and you know, baseball players are creatures of habit, so we'll see.
It resonates out to me, just trying too hard, you know, trying too hard to please too many people. You know, we know time of game is really only an issue for Major League Baseball's advertising community and their TV partners. That's who they're trying to make happy. They want to make them feel comfortable about the fact that more people are watching the games, and that's why they should advertise and pay the amounts that they do. I don't think you can have to take it any further than that. With the ball and with all these other mechanisms, I don't like it. I think you should be open-minded to changes all the time in sports, especially a game that drags sometimes like baseball does. But let's not try to do it too fast. It has 75 million people attending games, and it is an older demographic, we know that, but it is still very popular, and it's hugely popular online, and the At-Bat app is hugely popular with 7 million hits a day during the regular season. So I think baseball is doing just really well right now. They shouldn't mess with it too much.
All right, Bruce, I'll let you go enjoy some spring training baseball. Thanks for joining us.
All right, take care, guys.
That is Bruce Levine on the Cubs and the Sox. Coming up at 3, Yahoo's Brad Evans on the ever-increasingly dramatic college basketball landscape. And there's some stuff going on. Could you follow the Kansas story about what happened with the damaged car
and some of the assault allegations as well?
Well, that too.
Well, apparently the players don't get housed by themselves. So they're saying that it was someone else that lives in the housing that the players live in, and that's why it hasn't stuck. There's a lot going on, though.
We got to get to this idiot Baylor coach, too, at some point. That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Keep it here on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where cars and SUVs are just better.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. I host a sports show, so I really need to be talking about sports. But today, is there any story in sports which compares to what happened last night at the Oscars? I mean, after all, Hollywood had itself a night, and it came down to one single glorious moment. Unbelievable. Pandemonium. Maybe the greatest moment in movie history. But don't put this on Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. It was their job to read the envelope. That's it. Period. And that's what they did. And PricewaterhouseCooper had a job to do as well. The same job they've had for 8 decades plus. To give the presenters the right envelope, and they didn't. So, when they're rolling in the In Memoriam segment next year, be sure to drop in a pic of Pricewaterhouse's reputation, because that is dead and gone. RIP. I'm Jim Rome.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a tech entrepreneur or a store owner, you make choices that are specific to your business needs. The Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Liner Printers provide you with the options that support your creativity and workload. From invoices to presentations, Canon Maxify Printers help you accomplish more with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for my friends at Chevy. Guess what, folks? February is Chevy Truck Month, and as it comes to a close, there's no better time than right now to drive home in one of Chevy's outstanding truck and SUV models, like the 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab All-Star with the most powerful V8 engine in its class and a four-door double cab big enough for the whole crew to tag along for those tough jobs. Find your tag and get over $11,000 in discounts, cashback, down payment assistance, and much more. Or how about the 2016 Chevy Tahoe? That's right. J.D. Power's highest rated, largest SUV in class, 0% APR for 72 months for qualified buyers. Plus, find your tag and get $5,000 bonus cash. With makes and models like that, you can see why Chevy is now the most awarded car company for a third year in a row. And it's not just trucks either. Chevy has a great full line of automobiles, all paving the way for another big year for Chevy. And now, for the fourth consecutive year, Chevy has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. Find your tag during Chevy Truck Month today by visiting your local Chevy dealers or check out all the great models and find your nearest dealer at Chevy.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient. Because you know there's a better way. Pros also know there's a better way to save. From March 2nd through March 8th at Lowe's, pro customers can get 10% off their first in-store purchase with a new Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Offer subject to credit approval, $2,000 maximum discount, U.S. only.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week in music history.
This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lyman was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack. This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can't win in those situations, so I'm learning.
Hey.
I'm learning.
Just make sure the rule is, and my problem is sometimes I'm slow on the uptake when it comes to marital communications. Don't be passive aggressive. Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Yeah, and I learned.
And I'll be all good.
I learned. We had the first baby instance where it was like, yo, I did not know. And then I hit her with the, do you think this is the proper reaction?
Oops.
And got a nice 5-hour dry spell of no words.
Yeah, it's...
And she's listening right now, so it's all good. But yeah, man, this is what happened.
If you're going to text something, just don't imply... Just tell me. If you want me to come home? Tell me to come home.
Well, I play ball every Sunday, and the baby can be a little bit of a terror. You know, I think he's colicky right now too. So he's crying at all times and he's always up and it's tough to deal with. But I go play ball on Sundays and I stopped playing for 6 weeks because, you know, we had to take care of what we had to take care of. Like, I'm not going to just leave you hanging. But
and
once
it's not like you're playing golf 3 days a week,
right,
or gallivanting around.
Right.
And,
but once I thought it was
every
back
night
on track, I started to play ball again a couple of weeks ago. And her friends came over probably about 30, 45 minutes after I got back from playing ball. And she hadn't been able to do anything around the house. And I just came in dumbfounded. I'm like, I didn't know that you were having a tough time with the kid. She texted me saying, your son has been, he's been wilding out all day.
But it's your son.
Yeah.
Not our son.
Oh, dude, I got the text.
Oh, I get that all the time.
I get the text right here. Doesn't look like he's going to let me do anything. I'll have to do it when you get back. So I thought that meant, okay,
just ask me to come home.
Dude, it was, and she is like me in that there is no quarter given.
You're both strong.
Oh my God. Yep. She has no problem walking around me, going right to the refrigerator. And I gotta ask. And I don't wanna break down, but you know, the Barry Reisner is in the back of my mind, like, go ahead, Jay, break down. I'm like, hey, everything good? She's like, I thought you weren't talking to me. I'm like, no, I didn't do anything.
Yeah,
of course I was talking
right
to you.
No.
Like, yeah. So for like 5 hours, me and the kid were out in the front trying to figure out our lives. You know, we're gonna have the bag on the stick, just walking around.
The bindle?
Right, yeah, just walking around downtown Chicago, man.
That's like my buddy who for years was trading international real estate. He worked for a big bank in London as their head of European real estate. And he said he had a difficult time doing business with the Brits and loved doing business with the Germans.
Really?
Because the Brits in negotiations are all about what they're not saying. Everything is implied. Everything is
right,
negative space,
right,
and nuance and manners and this dance. He said with the Germans, it's
right,
it might be loud and a little scary,
right there,
but they
you
tell you exactly mm-hmm what they want, exactly why they want it. And it just, he said, it was so much easier.
So if she's listening, which I know she is, if you don't want me to ball on Sundays anymore,
tell him in German.
Yeah, exactly.
You are not playing for me basketball today. You're going to be home with child.
Scoreboard update.
The kinder need to have. Watch it there, Dan.
I don't know. Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
Jeez. Careful, Danny.
Hey, so make sure you get that lunch order into Dan. He's buying lunch for you fellas.
Is that right?
He lost the Oscars bet. Yep.
What?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the Oscars bet. I had Casey Affleck. You had the field.
I thought it was the opposite.
No, man. You were making fun of him about his issues he was facing
off the movie
screen.
I got the audio right here. We don't have time to play it, but it says Dan picks the field. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So that's a lunch for you guys.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I thought
somebody get Gina Giorgetti's on the phone.
There you go. Give him a call.
I can swear. I bet.
Casey, don't forget the sausage and peppers, Dan.
And you had the field.
No, other way around, Dan.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Let me tell you something right now. Do you hear Matt's voice? Do you hear the tone of his voice? Do you think that Matt is wrong on this one? Because This is Matt's hot zone right here. Like,
yeah,
very happy to tell you that you owe somebody something.
If you're happy to buy, stop complaining.
No, I am.
Stop arguing. Stop disagreeing. If you're happy to buy, we got that on tape too. We can bring that back too. You saying you're happy to buy?
I thought I had.
Yeah, well, you thought wrong, Dan. It's not the first time.
Do you not hear the glee in this man's voice?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
He wouldn't have done this to you if he was like...
Wouldn't have brought it up if I owed you a six-pack
Did you know I forget stuff?
I know you do. If I remind you, you have to buy lunch. All right, get your lunch order ready, fellas.
Yeah,
Dan's buying.
And by fellas, we mean everyone in the suite, not just the show.
Oh, we mean the whole floor.
Yep. All right, I'm going to go ask promotion.
Anyone working 1 to 6, lunch on Dan.
In the performance studio.
That's right.
It doesn't feel right.
It sure doesn't, Dan, but sometimes life doesn't feel right. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves are home Saturday at 7 for an American Girl Night giveaway and Sunday at 3 for Superhero Day. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs and White Sox were scoreless after 1. Brett Anderson gave up 1 hit. He's done after 1. Schwarber and Bryant started the game with back-to-back hits. Yoan Moncada started a double play to get Lucas Giolito out of the first. Top 2, no score. Seth Frankoff pitching for the Cubs. In hockey, the Blackhawks trail Minnesota by 1 point in the West. They're off today, and tomorrow they host Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Earlier today, the team reassigned Lars Johansson to Rockford. Elsewhere in the NHL, the Wild acquired Martin Hansel and Ryan White from Arizona, and the Lightning sent goalie Ben Bishop to the Kings. AHL, the Wolves beat Iowa 4-3 in overtime. NBA, the Bulls, they've won 4 in a row, and they're now 6th in the East, tied with Indiana. They host Denver tomorrow night. Michael Carter-Williams, Paul Zipser will not play. Also in the NBA, Joe Noah, he's set to undergo season-ending knee surgery. Tonight, the Cavs host the Bucks. LeBron is questionable with an illness. Atlanta travels to Boston, and the Pacers play at Houston. NFL, Ian Rappaport is reporting the Bears most likely will not franchise Alshon Jeffrey for 2017. He'll become a free agent on March 9th. And former Bears head coach Mark Trestman, he's headed back to the CFL. He's going to take over.
Dr. Death is back.
He's going to take over for the Toronto Argonauts.
Yar.
There you go, Dan. Join David Schuster and the Bud Light Talking Bulls with someone.
With Bobby.
Yep. Is it Bobby who?
Portis.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Jay. It's not what this says. Buddy. Unless they were flying Todd back in on a private jet. So Bobby Portis, that's Friday from 7 to 8 at O'Malley's Pub and Eatery in Aurora. It's a great place. You get to meet Bobby, get the inside scoop, enter to win Bulls tickets, and it's all brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, famous among friends. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the home of Dan Bernstein, who buys lunch for the whole staff, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of Dan Bernstein, who lost a bet, and the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, the home of Dan Bernstein, lunch buyer.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Everyone's favorite trivia game is back. Play Sip, Scratch, Score at Dunkin' Donuts. Enjoy a large hot or iced coffee or an extra large hot coffee and play for a chance to win your Dunkin' favorites. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You just play off Matt Abaticola like this is the Oscars?
Yeah, Teddy just got the music on him.
Vote too.
Now, we were talking about Brett Laurie before and this weird leg injury and his alignment.
Yeah, he's got to get his gait right.
Well, our guy, Polish physician, the sports doctor, says in regards to Brett Laurie, most athletes that complain of being out of alignment are either goofy or malingering.
So it's not a thing?
A close second to chronic Lyme disease and fake gluten insensitivity.
So you can't, you know, you can't have a hip that's compensating for the other one, or
But then you should be diagnosed with something that's actually wrong with the hip.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like guys like have had injuries.
If he goes to the doctor and says, "I feel out of alignment," something should show up diagnostically.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take an MRI.
No, I'm not just taking Brett Laurie's word on it. That's what I'm saying.
Chakras aren't aligned.
I thought he was saying like nobody could be out of alignment. That's what I thought the Polish physician
was
saying.
Usually when somebody's complaining about it, his point being that it's usually, well, I'm not. The thing with Laurie, and I'm telling you, this is what my White Sox sources told me, they're fed up with it. It's like, dude, So what? So you don't feel right. Go play. Play your way into feeling right.
When did this new hard-ass environment of the White Sox begin? Like, when did they stop caring about players' sensitivities and caring about players' feelings?
I'm not sure it has. I'm not sure they've actually told the guy what to do.
The Chris Sale thing, the Adam Eaton thing, like, people just tired of losing. And by the way, you can't be a jerk while you're losing, too. When did that start?
There's a reason why these guys are available. And Rick Hahn said it. Rick Hahn told us on these airwaves that when you're chasing...
If that's the case, Jose should be a White Sox forever.
When you're trying to compete and sometimes you end up getting guys that other teams don't want and you find out later why those teams didn't want them. River North and Matt on the Score.
Hey, fellas. Did you see Rick Morrissey's article this morning in the Sun-Times about, you know, a lot of teams can try to do it the Cubs way, but most of it's not going to work? And my concern with the White Sox is, what evidence do they have that their coaching staffs can develop these players correctly? Because I can tell you, every guy the Cubs brought up last year was ready to play, you know, and they look like they're seasoned.
Yeah, but the White Sox are far away from the point where they're bringing guys up who are ready to play. They're in teardown mode right now.
Yeah, we're not going to get much for Brett Lowry.
Who said they are?
No, I'm just kidding.
But I mean, Matt, you're worried about the coaching staff, but at some point, I mean, is that the impetus to not try?
They all have raw talent.
Would you not try because the hindrance of your coaching staff not being good enough?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just questioning it. Because based on the young players they've had in the past, position players, they haven't been very successful.
Well, they fired their head of amateur scouting.
You got to let the new crew get their hands
on people. Nick Hostetler hasn't had a chance to have his draft picks come through yet.
And a lot of people, from what I've been reading this offseason, a lot of people like Chris Getz a whole lot. Like, he won't be a part of this organization very long because of the bright future that people see for him around baseball.
Yeah, but the fact is, you're a long way from having the guys come up and try to help you win. You're still in teardown mode.
But I'd like to see these guys come up and contribute. Like, I could see when Rizzo...
But you're trying to lose. Years,
I understand that, but the Cubs brought Rizzo up the first year, right? And they were trying to lose. But you saw a light at the end of the tunnel. This guy's a big guy, lefty, with power. And, you know, he had a good baseball acumen, and he kept getting better.
He was a guy who had already been with a couple of organizations, by the way, too. It was time for him to start playing at some point.
He was, what, 22? Right? I mean...
Yeah, but he had had the Boston stint. Of course, they selected him. Then he had already moved to San Diego.
And bombed out in his first major league appearance. He was horrible when he first came up.
It took
him multiple opportunities before he got it.
And he wasn't going to impact winning at the level of, it was only Rizzo. It wasn't four or five guys all at the same time.
The point is, you obviously want guys to be good, but slow your roll when it comes to when you ask it to happen.
Well, no, but I think they have to get experience in the major league level. They may not be good at it for a while, but till they're up there and playing every day.
No, you got to time it with contracts. Because remember,
I understand that, too.
You don't want to start the contract clock too early.
I heard this from a guy. He was the White Sox batting coach when they won the World Series, and he was with the Pirates. He thought one of the problems with Gordon Beckham is that they brought him up too fast.
No, the problem with Gordon Beckham is he's bad.
But he wasn't at first.
Well, that's because the league figured out what he couldn't do. That's what happens.
He's not on a fastball.
He just wasn't good. He fouled off too many pitches that were over the heart of the plate. He had a hitch in his swing. He tried to change his swing. That didn't work. He said, let me go back to my college swing. He did that, and that didn't work.
He got in his head, too.
Pick in the draft, wasn't
that had nothing to do with when he came up.
Well, he had less at-bats, minor league at-bats, than Frank Thomas and Robin Ventura.
So what?
Well, I'm just telling you.
You could have left him in the minors for 3 years. He would have come up and been bad.
Well,
Avi Garcia has a ton of at-bats.
But
I have five approaches.
I agree with you, but at some point, I have to see some develop. Like, I'd like to see...
Just chill out.
This is the first offseason of them trying to do it.
They just did this. They just made these trades weeks ago.
Matt, if we're still in the same place 3 or 4 years from now, then this call is necessary.
Time will tell. I get it. Right. Yeah, you can't make this assessment until...
Right. They're still in teardown mode.
There's still guys that are going to be traited.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Matt. You want to
play the Gordon Beckham card?
Jumping the DeLorean. My God, Matt.
They screwed up Gordon Beckham? Come on. Great kid.
Good head of hair.
He's had a nice career.
Wouldn't trade him for Adrian Gonzalez.
He's got his whole thing. He's got the whole ball player look and the ball player wife and the ball player pedigree and the whole thing. And
hot mom.
He's just not, it's not good.
By the way, never, ever point out what pick a baseball player was that bombs out. There's been a ton of high picks that have bombed out. That's why there's 40 some odd rounds too.
Dan in Orland Park, you're on the score.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for making it.
I have a Bears question. I'm not sure if you answered it already, as I've been in court all afternoon. With the approach of the draft, you're hearing a lot about Garofalo coming over from the Patriots. I'm wondering, first off, what would it take to get him? What would the Bears have to give up?
A lot of picks.
Secondly, is he going to play as well for the Bears as he did for the Patriots, considering the system seems to be so important? It's not as much the players, but the system itself.
Nobody knows the answer to either one of those questions. It would be some package of picks, and that would be you have your fingers crossed that there wouldn't be an immediate drop-off in play when Dowell Loggins gets his hands on
him. It's a certain amount of risk that goes into trading for a guy to come over and be your franchise savior, because that's what you would be trading for him to be.
Those are the questions the Bears are asking, and the answer is you wouldn't know until 3 years into the experience whether it was a fair deal and if you should have made it or not. So
and you're still behind making it.
Yeah,
right?
as long as you don't give up the 3 pick, you would put a package together. You keep that top if it doesn't involve the top pick. I'm willing.
So you're good with a second rounder.
Hey, at this point, where the Bears are, why not? What if you got to do something like that, a second and a third or whatever the market is going to bear, or maybe you end up trading that first pick down for multiple firsts and you trade one of the firsts.
Does the report of Alshon Jeffrey not getting a franchise tag, you think, impact that decision if you're Ryan Pace?
Hey, look, they've decided they're not going to help their quarterback, whoever it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Whether it's Mr. Trubisky or whoever.
So does that impact how you go about getting into the Garoppolo business or the Pat Mahomes business?
That's a great question. That if you think you're further away and you don't think you need to help a big commitment to a plug-and-play, ready-to-go quarterback, right, maybe that does inform the fact that they're gonna draft somebody instead. But you still want to help your quarterback.
Of course.
And all they've done is strip guys away and hand you Dowell Loggins. Here you go. Welcome to the NFL.
I think the Bears are going to go tight end hunting, too, especially with the depth of tight end in this draft.
Top of the hour, we'll talk college basketball with Brad Evans of Yahoo on Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Baseball will never be the same for Cubs fans. Wait till next year? Nah. Curses? Nope. Lovable losers? Wrong again. Spring training is on. Let's talk about the world champion Chicago Cubs. On the station where you can listen to all 162 games and the postseason.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
When growing your business, you need the right tools to help you build beyond the solid foundation you've set. Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers provide the tools to get the work done. Print you need when you need them. Engineered with your individual business needs in mind, Canon Maxify Printers will help you take your small business to the next level. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Plus, get $1,000 in Auto Show Nissan Bonus Cash Plus. Nissan just announced 0% APR for 72 months on 6 model lines. Altima, Sentra, Rogue, Murano, Leaf, and Maxima. Plus, get no payments for 90 days. Drive home at a brand new Nissan Sentra marked down price for only $14,464 or a brand new Nissan Rogue marked down to $19,215. Want to drive home in a Nissan Altima? Buy now at a marked down price of $18,390. Hurry to Woodfield Nissan at 700 West Higgins Road in Hoffman Estates or WoodfieldNissan.com today. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price on select models. Example of savings is on a 2016 Nissan Titan XD, model number 56816, stock number 361969, 2 or more available at this offer. Sentra model number 12017, Rogue model number 22117, Altima model number 13117.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This week in music history.
What do you mean?
Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert.
Everything could ever be this way. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. It's like this and like that and like this. Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week in music history. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lymon was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
Bulls.com. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. Top of the hour, we'll talk to Yahoo's Brad Evans about some college basketball. There's some things happening in college basketball outside of the game that bother the hell out of me. And one is the father of a very, very popular player. A guy who's going to be a top three pick overall. We probably won't talk to Brad about that. We probably won't talk to Brad about that, but we'll get into one LeVar Ball and the things that he is, the heaping pressure that he is putting on his son's shoulders. We'll get to him.
And getting close to like violation territory and saying things that are just
won't play for anybody else but the Lakers.
Yeah, why would you start doing some of this stuff?
We'll get into it.
You know, and I heard about it because, you know, I told you my son still watches all the Chino Hills games.
LaMelo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, I mean, loves the guy. And his whole thing is he doesn't like LaMelo. His scouting report on LaMelo is the release, the way he shoots his shot. In the estimation of a 12-year-old fan, he says that he's...
Yeah, a lot of people think that his shot's going to change with upper body strength.
He says he's got to be a pretty special player to get by with where he releases the ball consistently in high school.
Well, if you look at where Korver releases it, he releases it in front of his face instead of a more of a...
He's 6'7".
That's what I'm saying. Well, with probably a couple more inches that he'll grow. Kid's, what, like 5'10 now? So he'll probably be like a 6'2 point guard, 6'1 point guard. But
it's still an odd...
Yeah, no.
He brings the... Yeah.
He's got to not only time it out better, he's got to get rid of it a lot faster. But I think with some upper body strength, he'll be fine. And I don't think he or his brother are going to be asked to be scoring point guards. I think you're looking at... And I hate to you know, do the whole comparison thing from one light-skinned point guard to another one. But the Jason Kidd comparisons, I think, are apt. I mean, Jason was a little bit thicker, but you're talking about blurs with the ball and pass-first point guards who could dominate the game.
Yeah,
and Lonzo Ball is on that level.
And Kidd was a worse shooter but physically stronger. I mean, they had
power
to his game.
Yeah, 6'5", 220 pounds, 215 pounds, somewhere around
there. Yeah, the speed-power count, but didn't lose sprinter's speed while dribbling.
I think Lonzo Ball is going to be a terrific player. I think his brother is going to be a decent player. His little brother, the one that's going to UCLA next year.
LiAngelo?
Yeah, the 6'7", 240 kid. Yeah, Jello Ball. But their father is running into some issues that he doesn't even have to.
Bob in Milwaukee is a Bob on the Score.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I just have a statement and then a question. Just wanted to say something about the Garoppolo thing and the picks. The only way I do that is if I can get Josh McDaniels to come over as head coach, and I know he's not going to make a lateral move.
They're not changing head coaches.
It's not going to happen. I agree. The Bears brass is not progressive enough to try something like that.
We also don't know if Josh McDaniels could be a good head coach because his first time around was awful.
Right, but he's proved himself in New England.
As a coordinator.
That's aside from the point. So my question is, what do you think about them targeting Romo, who has good mental makeup, good character, good work ethic, and developing a young quarterback underneath him. But why would Tony Romo do that?
Tony Romo is a guy that's got 1 or 2 years left, you know, tops.
Place he should go is Houston.
Yeah, he's going to try to go somewhere that's ready to roll right now. A team like Minnesota, a team like Kansas City, a team like Houston.
And he's smart enough to want to stay away from Dowell Loggins. I don't think that Tony Romo is going to find people here whose football wisdom he respects. And Bill O'Brien, say what you want about what he's done, but quarterbacks love Bill O'Brien.
It's his thing. It's his thing. He's turned really good quarterbacks into special quarterbacks. And some bad ones into decent ones.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Brock Osweiler has proved that even he can meet his match.
Yeah.
Expensively. Northside Q, you're on WSCR.
Why are people stupid and why are the Bears stupid?
You really want me to answer that?
I don't know. Listen, first thing, you know, the idiot part of, okay, people. Let's start with people. People who want Garoppolo, they still don't understand that if you go back to when the Bears did the Jay Cutler trade and you give up picks for a talent like that, it made sense because the Bears were a contending team. They had a good defense. They weren't far removed from a Super Bowl trip. You do that kind of thing. You give up picks when you're ready and you need one piece. The Bears have a bunch of, I don't know, at every position, right? So you need more picks. So you don't do that. And then when it comes to acquiring picks, you're just going to let an asset like Alshon Jeffrey just walk off with nothing? So what if you franchise him and pay him $17 million? You got room in the cap. You got to pay somebody on this team. You might as well pay that guy. And then the last thing I want to throw in there, just as you guys talk about the NCAA and Jason, the stuff you don't like about basketball, this is what I don't understand. Dr. Amir Bose died a couple years back, and he left the majority stock of his company, the Bose Corporation, mm-hmm. to MIT. So if a college or university can own majority stock of a company, why can't they just privatize certain sports?
They could.
To get around Title IX?
Oh, of course they could.
They could.
Why don't they just pay these guys, make them
money? I've argued for that. I've argued for it essentially to be a minor league model where, regardless of ownership, if you want to parcel out ownership or share ownership in that regard, you could do that. You could pool it mm-hmm. and let teams own equal parts of a league, and then you essentially just have the school be the sponsor of the team. That's just your team name. You're just Duke, even though you're not pretending that they're student athletes anymore.
And with the lack of pretending, you could probably steer these kids into a better financial state by teaching them the business of whatever sport that they are participating in, whether it be on the management side, whether it be on the ownership side, the broadcasting side, or just dealing with funds, dealing with resources, managing money. Instead of going to an English literature class that they're never going to apply.
Don't knock English majors. I'm not knocking it.
You're not a 6'7 brother from Brooklyn.
Why not?
I'm just saying.
I'm still trying to figure out why not.
I'm just saying. Like, give them things that they're going to use as they go along. Managing money, I think, would be a little bit more important.
Brad Evans of Yahoo talks college basketball next on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week in music history.
What do you mean?
Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut.
It's like this and like that and like this.
Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programs.